back to Penn Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ, and studio with me right now is Lexi from ADX Digital. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
You were off last week.
I was, yes.
We missed you.
I know. It was a nice week spent with family mm-hmm. and in the mountains. So
sounds great.
Very fall-like type of weather. Did some apple picking. It was very fun.
There's apple picking?
Yes, there was. We picked lots of apples.
Nice.
We went to an orchard. We did some hikes. Pretty active week as well.
We'll have to talk off air about that. My wife loves apple picking.
All right, yes,
what's our topic
fun.
For today?
So today we're talking about a new product that we actually just released, and I'm excited to talk about it. It's going to be digital out-of-home advertising. And when I say digital out-of-home, that is basically reaching people outside of their homes through digital screens in public places. So, you know, when you see, I used to live in New York. So when I think of digital out of home, I think of like ads on the subways and things like that. But any sort of billboards that you see, even screens at gas stations or convenience stores, that is all considered digital out of home. And that is now one of our product offerings that we can offer here at ADX Digital. And that would be, you know, in addition to all of our other products, just another great add-on to consider for any of our digital campaigns. And just to kind of give a background, so digital out-of-home, back in like 2015, so about 10 years ago, there was only about 17% of ad spending was spent on digital out-of-home. And now, you know, looking at last year, it's up to 42%. And then I think next year it's projecting almost about 50% or more than half. So it's really growing. I think it's the fastest growing medium we've had in a while. And so it's a great opportunity. It's a great product to consider when you're looking at a digital campaign. And we have also seen, you know, with digital out of home, that people actually do take an action after seeing the billboard or, you know, wherever the ad serves after seeing the digital ad. Some of these actions could be, you know, searching for an advertiser online or visiting the business or even sharing the ad on social media. So a lot of different actions that can result from somebody seeing an ad, but that's, you know, what you want people to be doing after they see your ad is to take some sort of action. And that's, you know, what I talk a lot about on here too, is being able to track those actions and the interest that people have after seeing digital ads. And so we have seen that digital out of home does result in people taking an action when it has to do with your brand after they see your ad. So just to give you an example of some of the places that these digital out of home ads can serve, gyms sometimes will have digital screens in there and you can see ads on those screens there. I talked about gas stations, even grocery stores or shopping centers like malls, that sort of thing. Billboards we talked about, sometimes restaurants have screens. So there's like plenty of inventory available for this product just with the vast amount of digital screens that you see on a daily basis now.
Mm-hmm. So gas stations have the pump screens?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the pump screens. To. Yep, exactly. Exactly. And you'll see ads there when you're pumping gas. So, you know, this is a really great option that it provides a scalable solution to you, meaning it's a way to reach your audience in a different way. So outside of their mobile devices, outside of their connected TV, outside of their desktop or their tablet. Like those are the products that I'm normally talking about on here, serving ads on those devices. But now we have this opportunity to serve ads to people while they're kind of out in their real life, looking around, and seeing these ads or seeing these screens in other places mm-hmm. in their daily life.
Yeah. If you're at a restaurant or a gas pump, like you said, you're staring at nothing if you don't have a screen in front of you. So it's very educational sometimes to see what's happening on those screens.
Yeah. And, you know, I will say even too, like when I was in New York and you'd ride that subway, the amount of ads that you'd see on the subway, you know, there was a ton. But even now, like when you're at the gas pump and you are pumping gas, there's really nothing else. You know, I don't think you're supposed to use your phone while pumping gas, right?
Not really.
Yeah, exactly.
People do it.
People do it, yeah, but I'm always kind of scared to do it. So it's like, what else do you do? You look at that screen, you see the ad. You know, when you're in a convenience store, even like in an elevator or office buildings, that's another option of where a digital out-of-home ad could serve. Sometimes in doctor's offices, too, they have the screens, malls, gyms. Let's see, what else do we have here? Grocery stores, you know, when you're shopping at a grocery store. Even if you're at like a restaurant or a nail salon, a movie theater is another one that has a lot of like screens, especially when you're checking out like at the concession stand area. There's always the screens there, and those typically serve ads as well. So there's a wide variety of places where these screens exist and where the ads can serve.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen that, you know, about 65% of people. So I was talking about this earlier, but that gives you kind of a percentage of how many people are actually searching or visiting the store or sharing a social media post, actually taking an action after seeing that digital out-of-home ad. So that's more than half of the people. So that's a very, very promising percentage. And we also see about 82% of ad recall with these digital out-of-home ads. So that's just people remembering that they saw the ad. You know, sometimes if you see an ad, it can get lost in the clutter of, you know, maybe all the ads that you've seen that day. But we have noticed with the digital out of home that it does have a very high ad recall and people do remember the ads that they're seeing. Mm. And like I did mention this before, so there's also, it's the fastest growing advertising channel. So there's about 24% growth in this particular channel since last year. So, you know, we're really excited to be able to offer this as a product because I think it will be a great complement to a lot of the other products that we have here at ADX Digital. And like I said, most of those products or all of the products that we have aside from this one, you know, are cross-device, meaning they can run on your mobile, your tablet, and your desktop devices. We also have some connected TVs as well, inventory there. So this kind of just expands that reach to be able to reach your audience in a different way, which is very important when it comes to frequency. We want to make sure that we're reaching our audience wherever they are. If it's on their mobile device, they may see an ad on their mobile device. And then when they're out at the mall or at the movie theater, maybe they see another ad. So the more places that you can send or the more places that you can serve your ads, the better, because you're going to get that overlap and you're going to get that frequency where people are actually seeing your ads in multiple different ways. So when it comes to targeting with digital out of home, it is a little bit different than the targeting capabilities we have with some of our other products. So with this, it's really just based on location and venue targeting. So when it comes to the geography, you know, we layer on that geography to all of our campaigns, and you can choose with this one, you can choose a DMA. You can choose a specific city. You can choose some zip codes, a radius around a specific area. Something unique with this product is you can also choose political districts. So that's kind of the first part of the targeting is going to be choosing that geographical area. And then on top of that, you would then choose if you wanted to do, we have what we call venue targeting, or we have a weather trigger. So I'm going to kind of go into those, but those are the two main targeting options that you would get with digital out of home. So I know those are going to sound different than some of the other strategies that I talk about on here. You know, those strategies are typically just for the desktop, tablet, mobile types of products that we offer. So with the venue targeting here on digital out of home, that's where you can actually choose the different places you would want those ads to serve. So we have a couple different options, you know, for example, like we have point of purchase. You could choose ads to serve in point of purchase, which would be, for example, like a grocery store or a convenience store. So when you're going to check out at a counter, typically is where you would then see that ad. So we have that option. We've also got some place-based options. So that's going to be, you know, the malls, the gas stations, the movie theaters, even, you know, taxis or gyms. Ride shares, that sort of thing. And then we have large format as well as one of our buckets, which would be the billboards that you typically see. So there's a couple different options in terms of the venue, but the selection of where all of the ads serves is just going to be determined by the people that you're targeting and the specific geography that we select to serve in. You can't really pick and choose the venues. It's going to be similar to how we serve ads on, you know, the desktop, tablet, and mobile. We're targeting that person. We're choosing the geography, and we're targeting wherever that person is. So that's going to kind of guide where the ad serves and which type of venue. And then another unique opportunity we have here is our weather trigger targeting. So with digital out of home, you can actually select a weather event. And, you know, that could be anything like a specific temperature. Maybe if it gets like really hot and you want to serve an ad about ice cream or, you know, a specific cold, delicious tea you have that could be refreshing on a hot day. So, you know, there's a couple different options we could do, you know, if it's raining, if it's snow, or well, it doesn't really snow here, I guess, but if it were to, and then also, you know, like thunderstorms, we get those a lot. So if you have, you know, a specific type of creative that's kind of catered to a specific type of weather, you know, then you could choose this weather trigger option and you could serve ads, you know, when it is raining or when it is, you know, above 90 degrees or whatever it may be. So there's a lot of options when it comes to the weather trigger, but it's all going to depend on that weather event actually happening. So with this one, it's a little tricky because, you know, we can't really predict exactly when the impressions are going to serve because we don't know exactly when that weather event's going to happen. So that's just something to keep in mind with this, like the way the impressions serve may be kind of not as even as you would get with a standard campaign with some of the other targeting strategies. It could be, you know, they all deliver one day because that's the day that it rained out of the week or whatever mm-hmm. it may be. So that's just something to keep in mind as well.
What's the best way to mix that in with other marketing strategies?
So, yeah, I would say the weather trigger, you definitely would want to have another strategy with it. So I would layer on both the venue and the weather trigger just because with the weather trigger, excuse me, with the weather trigger, you don't know when those are going to serve. And so you with a campaign, you want that frequency. And if you're only going to have impressions that serve, you know, a couple of days out of the month, it's going to be hard to get that frequency. So, you know, you would really want to have a strategy that kind of stays on for a longer period of time. You know, our minimum is 3 months. So typically you'd have one strategy serving for the 3 month period and then the weather trigger can serve kind of whenever that weather event happens. Mm. So you kind of get the both strategies layered in there.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. And then when it comes to the types of creative with this specific product, excuse me, we have, you can run both display and video for this product. And with display, we typically ask for a minimum of 3 sizes. And then if you want to open up the inventory a little bit more to, let's say, billboards or movie theaters, then there are some other sizes that we can also include in there. You know, some of these venues require different types of sizes. And so, you know, we just have to match those sizes to make sure that, you know, if it's a billboard, it's X, Y, and Z size, or if it's a movie theater, it's X, Y, and Z size. So there's a minimum of 3 sizes that we require. And then if you want to open up the inventory a little bit more, we can always add some additional sizes. And then in terms of the video, you can provide a 15 or a 30-second video usually. But I would recommend running both the display and the video ads because then it just kind of maximizes the available inventory and you're running, you know, basically anywhere that you can. If you run just display, you can really run only in venues where they offer display only and vice versa with the video. So running both just kind of maximizes where your ads are going to serve.
You actually had me thinking back to the last movie I saw with my wife and trying to remember if we saw some local ads during the previews because a lot of times they'll do other stuff before the previews officially start.
Uh-huh.
I'm really thinking about that, but that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, so the ads at the movie theater probably, or well, they wouldn't serve like in the previews, but it's more so like at the concessions and stuff.
When you're
picking out your snacks and, you know, you'll see probably in the background an ad there on that screen. That's typically where they would serve.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So with digital out of home, one vertical or area that is particularly a good candidate, play on words, candidate for digital out of home is actually political campaigns. With political campaigns, so like I said before, we can geo-target a specific political district. That's very unique to digital out of home. We can't really do that with our other products. And then some other things that, you know, with the political campaigns, we have seen that people enjoy the digital out of home ads because they see them in a format that doesn't interrupt their like listening or viewing. Because a lot of times, you know, when you see an ad on your mobile device or on your connected TV, it'll come in between whatever you are viewing or whatever you are reading. So it kind of interrupts that experience for a moment. Whereas the digital out of home, it doesn't do that. And so a lot of people, like, especially like the younger generations, like Gen Z and millennials, they are very likely to consume, you know, when I say very likely, like over 50%, between 50-60%, more likely to consume information through a digital out of home ad at least weekly. So that's something to keep in mind. We've also seen that a lot of people are considering these digital out of home ads is very informative when compared to some of the other channels. And, you know, 68% of adults ages 18 to 64 specifically have reported seeing out of home political ads. But like I was saying, Gen Z and millennials, we've got about 75 to 72% have reported seeing them. So Gen Z and millennials, you know, that younger demographic is really paying attention a little bit more to the digital out of home ads, but there's still, you know, that the content is still widely consumed regardless of your age overall. So digital out of home really is a great way to kind of reach anybody. One thing to talk about too is, so with all of our digital campaigns, you know, we provide our monthly reports. And usually in those monthly reports, we are able to report on how many impressions served, which is how many times somebody sees the ad, how many clicks, you know, how many people are clicking on the ad, and also conversions, which are the actions people are taking on the advertiser's website after seeing the ad. So with digital out of home, you don't really have much of an option to click on the ad. And usually when you click on the ad, it goes to the website. So that's something to keep in mind with digital out of home is it, you don't really have that connect, that direct click to the website like you would with an ad that you see on your mobile device. But that said, we have seen that there is very high ad recall. There's very high percentages of people who remember who what the brand was in the ad and then later go and visit the store or go and visit the website. So you're still able to get a return from these ads. It's just not going to be tracked in the same way that it is with some of our other products. You know, for example, we can't append a tag to the website for these products. We can't track the on-site visit tracking for these products like we can with some of our other products. But we can still show you how many ads or how many times the ad serves. And we can show that broken out too by the different targeting strategies that you have layered on. As well as if you are running different creative, we can show the different creative that's running as well. And something else that's pretty unique is we can show the performance by geography. So by zip code, if you're targeting, you know, specific zip codes, we can show you how many ads are serving in each of the zip codes as well as the venue type. Oh, goodness.
So if people want to check into like the 32514 zip code and learn more about how that responded to an ad, you could do that.
Yes, exactly. So you can we can show you how many ads served in each of those zip code areas. And then by venue. So for example, if we wanted to show you like how many served at specific convenience stores versus gyms versus apartments and condominiums. So you can see overall how many ads are serving each of these different venue types that you would be targeting. So with digital out of home, it is a little bit different than some of the other products that we have to offer here at ADX Digital. But like I said, it really is such a fast growing channel. And I think it's just going to continue to grow as we move, you know, into next year and everyone's starting to plan, you know, for next year budget wise. And I do think it's a great way to reach people. I think it gives that frequency. You're reaching people both on, you know, their mobile devices, if you utilize like our mobile conquesting product, and then you maybe want to layer on digital out of home as another product in addition to one of those other standard products. And that really helps to accomplish that frequency that we've talked about, where we're reaching people in different formats and on different devices wherever they are. So, you know, if you're at home and you're watching your connected TV and you see an ad on your connected TV, and then you go out to the movies and you see, you know, you're buying your snacks and you see the same ad, or maybe it's a different ad from this same advertiser on the screen right behind you while you're purchasing your snacks. So that's kind of like, you know, that's going to really help with that ad recall. It's going to really help with people remembering your brand. And it's just another way to get in front of your audience in a different way. And so the more options that you have and the more devices that you can reach your audience on, the better the campaign, because you do have that frequency.
And those analytics and the metrics that you were talking about, if one forum tends to be more effective than another, say like a connected device over your phone or vice versa, you can make that adjustment at that point in the campaign.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So with all of our reporting, we'll show you the impressions, we'll show you the clicks, we'll show you, you know, we'll be able to see the reaction essentially by creative or by targeting strategy. And so if we do have a specific strategy that's performing better than another, we can always make sure to put more impressions towards the one that's performing better, or even to remove the one that's maybe not performing. So that's a big part of these reports. We like to sit and go through these reports with clients on a monthly basis as we review them. Then we can talk through what are these different changes we want to make. We call them optimizations, and it's essentially just ways to improve the campaign to ensure it's performing at its best possible, or the best that it can be. And so that, you know, involves potentially changing out the creative. It involves potentially shifting around some of the targeting strategies that we're using to make sure that the strategies that we are using are driving the highest amount of conversions or the highest amount of clicks. It also, you know, we can also optimize towards specific types of sites or things like that. So there's a lot of different things that we look at in these reports, and a lot of different ways that we try and make sure the campaign is performing to the best of its ability. And that way, you know, the client is getting the highest return on investment, and they're able to see, you know, in the reporting how many people are going to specific actions on their website. So that can also kind of help drive recommendations too, is, you know, maybe people are visiting one page on the website more than others, and X, Y, and Z. So there's a lot of insights that we can pull from those reports.
How do they get a hold of you?
850-262-6000.